How many of you are parents here today? Okay. What's the most irritating thing your children do? I want you to think about that. What irritates you the most about your kids? Talking back? Not listening to what we tell them? Minding? Whining? Yeah, they think they're smarter than us. Yeah. What bothers me the most is lying. Because if they do something wrong, they try to lie their way out of it. And you catch them all the time. You know the truth, or you think you do. Sometimes they're so clever in their lies, you almost believe them. My son was like that. He could weave a story and that he would have you almost in tears, and the whole story was a lie. That used to irritate me, and I used to tell my kids, you know, tell me the truth. Tell me the truth, because I can handle the truth, but I can't deal with a lie. That just infuriates me. Because when I find out the truth later on, I'm doubly mad. But if they tell me the truth, then I can deal with it and say, okay, where are we going to go from here? Are you sorry? Yes. Okay, let's move on. But if they lie, man, that's hard to take. And that's true even in marriages, isn't it? And what destroys a marriage the most is lies. Oh, honey, I was just, you know, very busy at work, got stuck in traffic. Of course, I'm not going to tell you that I was with my little secretary having a drink at the local bar. Let's not share that part of the story. And what does that do to a marriage? What does lies do to a marriage? It takes away our trust. It breaks down trust. Then you begin to question the truth. Isn't that true? And that happens with friends too sometimes. If a friend lies to us, how do you feel? Betrayed. Don't you feel betrayed when you've been lied to? Lies are really difficult. The whole reading today is about the spirit of truth. And the truth will set you free. Because lies destroy relationships. And it breaks down trust. And we're having that same problem in the country right now. But that's nothing new with politicians. Jesus himself confronted Pilate and said, you know, the truth will set you free. And what did Pilate say? What is the truth? Politicians don't know. So nothing has changed. Lying is part of life, unfortunately, because people are afraid of rejection. Children, if they've done wrong, they're afraid their parents won't love them anymore. Spouses lie to each other for fear that the other person won't love them anymore. Politicians lie because they try to please everybody and end up pleasing no one. Hurt people hurt people. I love that saying. Hurt people hurt people. The reason people lie is that tremendous fear of rejection. That if he only knew who I really was, he wouldn't love me, kind of feeling. And if we grow up with damage and we've done a lot of wrong in our lives, if we're hurt by something, we give out of the storehouse of our hearts what's in the heart. If we've been hurt, we hurt those that we love the most. Hurt people hurt people. If somebody hurts you, how do you normally feel? Hurt. You're hurt back, right? If somebody hurts you and you want to defend yourself or attack, not realizing that that person is not attacking you personally, but is speaking out of his or her hurt. And then they hurt others. Because you only give what you have inside. If you're hurt inside, you're going to hurt those around you. Hurt people, hurt people. Jesus came to and gave us, he said, I give you the Holy Spirit, an advocate to be on your side so that you will never feel alone. I leave you not as orphans. He wanted us to be sure that he was on our side. For if God is for us, who can be against us? And so he wanted to assure us that he would be on our side, giving us an advocate, the Spirit of truth, who will lead us into all truth. Now, in French, the word lawyer is avocat, which means advocate. Our lawyers are supposed to be our advocates, whether right or wrong. Their job is to discover the truth, which is often very difficult to discover, especially among those who have committed serious crimes. I've been a chaplain in prisons over the years, and when you talk to the prisoners, there's hardly a prisoner that feels he's done wrong, that it's been an injustice, that it's the lawyers, it's the judge, it's the family, it's this, it's that, and they blame everybody but themselves. So they get caught into this lie about themselves. Hurt people, hurt people. The Holy Spirit, though, gives us an entree to what is truth in our lives. And what is truth, said Pilate. Last Sunday, I went to Mass Saturday night, so Sunday I had the opportunity to listen to Joel Osteen. Anybody listen to Joel Osteen? And he gave a talk last week that really touched me. He said that God has a tremendous love for us. And to be confident in oneself, one has to believe that one is loved. Because love is what changes a person. So then I thought to myself, yeah, that's how I felt when I met Deborah. You know, when she fell in love with me, it was like, how could, if she only knew who I really was. Well, she found out later on, you know. But it was like I could handle anything that went bad. And things were not good when we fell in love with each other. It was difficult because family didn't accept it, etc. But we felt we could handle anything because we were in love. But before I was willing to say I loved her, I would say, I think I love you. Now, Joel Osteen said he fell in love with his wife, his current wife, and she would always tell him, I think I love you. And he said the last three words are very important and life-changing, but those first two words really put a lot of doubt in my mind. And he said, until she said, I love you, without saying, I think, I was really in turmoil over our relationship, because I think I love you means I think I might not love you. It cast doubts on the relationship. It was conditional. See? God's love is unconditional, you see. And a lot of people have trouble with God's unconditional love because we all have, you know, our baggage in the back there. I have tons of baggage. I don't know about you, but I close the door of the closet and lock it 10 times. Dead bolts and everything. I'm not letting those ghosts out of the closet. We all have our past. We all have our issues. And oftentimes we feel that God only loves us when we're pleasing him, when we're doing the right things. We feel that his love is conditional and that we have to earn his love. When I grew up in the church as a kid, I mean, that was pretty much placed in my mind. If you do bad, you're going to hell. If you do good, you're going to God. And, you know, as four boys in the family, we tended to do more bad than good. And God had this big book, and he would put all the good on this side and the bad on this side. And if this side was bigger than this side, you know where you were going. And so I grew up with the sense that you had to please God to get his love. And so there's always that sense of not feeling confident in oneself. Because love, like when I fell in love with Deborah, builds confidence. And you feel good about yourself. And you feel you can conquer anything if you know you're loved just the way you are. It makes a difference. And a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people question their spouse's love, their children's love. A lot of it's conditional. And so there's that always that doubt, that fear of rejection, that sense of I'm not worthy for love, that sense of not being confident in oneself. And what happens? Hurt people hurt people. If we're not confident in ourselves, how do we love somebody else fully and be happy? If we don't love ourselves, how can we love somebody else? I thought loving somebody else would make me happy. Well, after a few years of marriage, I found out that's not the truth. That ain't the truth at all. Nobody can make you happy but yourself. And you have to find that happiness in your faith. Because without faith, you're going to be brought down into this feeling of I'm not good enough. Because we're surrounded by lies. And the devil is the father of lies, St. John says. And we get caught up into the web of lies. And the greatest lie of all is that we are not loved. We are not good enough. And yet we put a mask to show everybody that. And the more insecure a person is, the more ornery they become. The mask gets bigger and bigger. Why? Because they're so insecure and they become a pain in the you-know-where. Because they're unhappy with themselves and they want to make everybody else unhappy as they are. Joel says we need to accept the fact that God loves me unconditionally, with a love, he sends the advocate, the Holy Spirit, to lead us into truth. He will never leave us orphaned. That we are not alone. That God loves us unconditionally with a love beyond our understanding. And if we accept that love without questioning it, then it's like falling in love with your whoever in your life where you felt, man, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's what Christianity is all about. Conversion is, this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. God loves me. And with God as my advocate, with the Holy Spirit as the advocate, the helper, the paraclete, I can conquer anything because I will know the truth. And the truth will set me free. And sometimes the truth is hard to take. Because sometimes the truth leads us to what? To repentance. To a realization we need to change. To the reality that we need to forgive or to be forgiven by someone. You know, people with addictions never want to admit the truth in the beginning until they reach what? Rock bottom. Because the truth is hard to accept. But until you accept the truth, you can't change. Because you're lying to yourself by saying, oh, I don't have an addiction. I'm not an alcoholic, so I have 2 martinis every night, and I drink all the time. I was laughing with one of your parishioners here, our parishioner. And he said, Father, do you have a drink once in a while? I said, every night, a martini. And then I said, why do you drink? To make you happy? I said, you know, my wife said, why do you drink? I drink to make me happy with you. She did not like that. But I felt it was the truth. You see, we often lie to ourselves and blame other people for our own unhappiness, you see. But in accepting the Spirit of God into our lives, accepting God's love, it changes us. And that's why I love Eucharist. If it wasn't for Mass and Eucharist, then I would feel powerless in my faith. It's the Eucharist that gives me the power to live in Christ, to remind me of his love for him, to remind me that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins, that the past is wiped out and I got to move on in the future. One of my favorite songs was by Cher. You know, when I get people coming in the office, you know, a divorcee coming in the office, she's all devastated because her husband cheated on her. How could that son of a, you know, cheat on me? And I'll never survive. Then I think of Cher's song, I Will Survive. I will survive. With the grace of God, we can survive anything. Even the worst tragedies in our life, we can survive. Never say to yourself, I will never get over this. I'll never get over him. I'll never get over my kids, what they've done to me, or my parents, or anybody. Don't blame anybody. Say, I will survive. And move on with the grace of God into the future with your head high, knowing that you're loved, that you are a child of God, and that he is on your side, and the truth will set you free. Amen.